Yes.
I will. I'll turn my video on for the votes.
That's fine.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, with that, I'll call the July meeting of the Economic Development Planning Education Employment Arts and Agricultural Committee to order. Could we please rise for the pledge to the flag? Thank you. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. So I assume everyone has reviewed the meeting minutes from our June 7th meeting. And if so, and there are no corrections, I will accept a motion to accept as submitted.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, Mr. Criswell. Okay, all those in favor? Aye. All those opposed? Okay, no abstentions? Okay, great, thank you. So tonight we're gonna have a presentation from the Department of Tourism, and it's a special day because it's the Director of Tourism's birthday today.
Thank you.
Lisa, I won't tell you how old she is, I'll leave that up to her. Lisa's birthday today, and just want to take a moment and hope you're having a great day, and I hope this presentation makes it even better.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I appreciate that, and I will say it's a significant birthday for everyone who's wondering, so we can leave it at that.
You should be able to share the screen.
Okay.
There.
So are you seeing my screen, you guys?
I do see it now.
Okay, great. So thank you so much, Chairman, for asking me to come and do this presentation. We're at the halfway point, believe it or not, for the tourism season. It really has already flown by. So I'm just gonna recap for you guys that tourism is vital to Ulster County. It's an export. It brings money in from outside the area into the county. It generates jobs, revenue, for local goods, services, and businesses, and as well as deliver sales and occupancy tax from people outside the area. So that is how it acts as an export. I have the ability to get mobile visitation data through a partnership through I Love New York. And I just want to quickly go over what the year is looking like for you guys. This statistic is showing you that the average length of stay has increased this year. The average distance traveled by our visitor has increased. Our median tourist age, it's weird, it's showing a little bit of an uptick, but that's not exactly accurate. I do want to draw your attention to the median tourist household income, which is very curious considering the percentage of tourists staying overnight. I had a conversation with our ad agency about this because these two are not jiving right now. And we think it might be a result of the fact that I geofenced a lot of trailheads just recently. And it could be that it's reading local visitors more than outside visitors. I just want you to know that last year, our median tourist household income was anywhere between 70,000 to 83,000 over the course of the year. We wound up at an average of, I think it was 78,000, which we have other information that shows that that is probably still correct. I just like to give you guys the whole picture, not only give you like the, oh, look how great everything is. So, but this chart is showing you that as far as overnight visitation, we are right now far above where we were even at this point last year with overnight visitation. So that is a terrific indicator and of the general health of the tourism season. I mean, we beat it in February and in March, which are usually our down months. The distance traveled, likewise, this is showing you that it's increasing. which is also good for visitation. It means work that we're doing to hit our quote reach markets is actually having some impact. And this chart we're gonna come back to later. I just wanna show you that our international visitation is up. Of course, you know, during COVID over the last 2 years, it would have been zero. But this is important for strategy that we've adopted moving forward. So I just really wanted to walk you through a little bit of that. So what have we've been up to since last I saw you guys? Ulster County Tourism has won 2 statewide awards for tourism excellence. We will be receiving those awards at a statewide conference in October in New York City. And one of the awards was given to us for creative use of data to drive success. And the other one was for overall tourism marketing excellence by a TPA, which is a tourism promotion agency, a county, or a destination marketing agency. So we won that measured against every other county in the state. And we're just really, really proud of our results of our award and the recognition. And we hope that you guys are too. So in part, this is a quick peek at some of the things that helped us win these awards. You're looking at like some new messaging. You can see that in the fall, we were like telling people, go stretch your legs. In the spring, we wanted them to sip into some great cocktails. And now in the summer, we want people to find their happy space, so their happy place. So I also have really great digital ads, and that's the bulk of what we run and place. I did not include them in my presentation because I'm always worried that my links aren't gonna work. And so I didn't include them because I just was like, it won't probably work. But we have dynamic ads that run almost like video that are placed on Google and on travel sites, and they are actually placed on places like Spotify and Amazon. And so, you know, you might be watching something on Amazon and see one of them. They come up in their brief 30-second ads. So I just thought I'd let you know that. We have designed a brand new craft beverage guide. That's what you see on one side. What I want to call your attention to is QR code, which will be driving people back to our website, and the Leave No Trace language. At the end of last year, you know, as a result of the pandemic, we had so many people coming up here and really loving our like most favorite places to death. So we decided to adopt Leave No Trace language and put it on everything that we put out. So the craft beverage brochure is brand new. It also, I only gave you half of it. There's also a map that goes inside that shows you where these are. And we are really excited to have this in our hand. It's out for print and we can't wait. We know that we're gonna fly through these. This is our fishing guide, which we updated. You don't see the part where we added the QR code, but the Leave No Trace information is on here. And the more that we repeat this Leave No Trace language, the more we think that people will willingly adopt the principles. And so we're really working hard to do that. I referred to international visitation before and the slight uptick. It's important for you guys to know we played a major role in welcoming Play Airlines to Stewart. This is a picture of me with my Orange County colleague and my Dutchess County colleague. And that is a picture of the very first flight that arrived at Stewart. Ulster County was so very lucky. The chief, the CEO, the chief operating officer, and the chief marketing officer, along with the person that was in charge of their communications team and their most important press, all stayed in Ulster County. Either immediately prior to the launch or the week of the launch. And in partnership with I Love New York, Ulster County and Orange County are working on itineraries that will be, they're going to be Hudson Valley wide, but believe me, Ulster County will be playing a real featured role in it, that will help. They will be posted on Play Airlines website. And we are really looking forward to welcoming not just people from Reykjavik, but their entire model is a hub and spoke. And so we are looking forward to re-welcoming visitors from Dublin and from Germany, as well as people from London and Rome and some places that we didn't have previously. They will all be landing in Stewart, and Amanda, Dana, and I are working hand in hand with I Love New York to develop itineraries, which will be sold on Play's website. So we're really excited about that. The other thing that we're doing where it comes to international visitation is I had the ability to, through partnership with New York State, to enter into a program that will be working with Canadian travel writers. And so we expect to really be doing something big and really be welcoming Canadian travel writers before the end of the year, and really opening up our own market to Canada, which has really not been done before. So we're taking a look at international, and we're really trying to get in there. It's important for me to talk about the diversity, equity, and inclusion work that we're doing. Some of you may know that Ulster County Tourism was one of the sponsors with Ulster County Chamber of Commerce and Ulster Savings Bank for their first annual Black Business Achievement Awards. That event grew out of a cup of coffee conversation that I was having with Jess Davis about making this the most friendly and inclusive place for visitors to come see. And with a lot of help and a lot of conversations after that conversation about how do we make sure that as a county, as a tourism department, we are making sure that our values and ideals are reflected in what we do. With a lot of help from other people, the first step we thought was this Black Business Achievement Award, and then we're working out from there. And you see a picture of Harriet Tubman here, and that's because our department is working with a diverse group of people to help bring that statue here, the traveling Harriet Tubman statue, here in November. And we're really looking forward to the programming that's gonna happen. And we know that these kinds of things are very important to our visitors. And so Historic Huguenot Street has a big stake in the ground where it comes to Indigenous people. And I want you to know that with our ad agency, we managed to find an old cultural heritage brochure that was done when I was first with this department. And now we're working with a broad cross-section of stakeholders to make sure that the story we're telling and the sites we're directing people to are as inclusive as possible. And that's a big change for us. And we hope that you're happy with that kind of work that we're doing. I still continue to do workforce work. We did a completely different kind of recruitment at Hutton Brickyard this spring. 40 people registered for it. Everybody got to talk to the 22 businesses that were there. It was very well received by the industry. We need to figure out how to do things that aren't one-off and that are more holistic. And so I'm so happy that I am part of economic development and the Workforce Development Board's Workforce Summit. You know, as the second largest industry in Ulster County, it's so important that we all work together to solve these hiring issues. And I just want to give a shout out to Sharon and to Tim for their leadership in this summit. And I think it's going to be really terrific. It's coming up. So as always, part of what we do is welcome new additions. Some of you may recognize Auto Camp, which just opened in Saugerties at an old KOA campground. And we have worked very, very much with their PR agency and couldn't be happier with all the press they've gotten. They've been in Travel and Leisure already, in Forbes, in the New York Post. They've had a terrific launch and we're really, really happy about it. Base Camp is something brand new. It's at the base of the Shuangunks. Deano Menko is providing a concierge, an outdoor concierge service there. And we really like what he's doing. And it's about sustainable use of the Shuangunk Mountains. And we think he's done terrific things there. We're really happy to be a partner. Lastly, let's cross our fingers with this hope that this works. I want to show you our brand new website. Please let this work. It is not yet launched. This is completely different than what anybody else has. As you can see, we've set this up almost to mimic Instagram. And it is fantastic on a handheld. We have information from our ad agency that shows us that the majority of our users are either using a smartphone or a tablet of some sort to access us. And this layout mimics Instagram. The part where you see a static image here, we are bringing a photographer in market to get drone footage, and we expect to have that be dynamic in the near future, probably not before the launch. So this is a beta site, and I just hope that you guys like what you're seeing. This is our Instagram feed. I will do one thing and take you to, I do want to show you, this is our events calendar. It just looks so different. We really love it. This tab where you start planning, we just love how it gets you immediately to the information that you need in order to decide to stay here. So we are loving how this site looks, and we really hope that you guys do too. So now for the tricky part, I have to go back to from current slide and, oh, I did it, I'm so happy. Which brings us up to the travel guide. This is a draft picture. This is not a draft, this is actually the cover of our travel guide. And I will let you know that that is, of course, the trestle in Rosendale. It's part of the Empire State Trail, and the Empire State Trail has just exploded this year, along with outdoor biking. And what you will see is, you see on here, we have a QR code. We decided to move in a different direction with our travel guide. It is not going to be a phone book. With a lot of research, a lot of input from our partners, we found that doing itinerary based should, by theme, should help people find, that's how people travel, and it should help direct people to what they want. And we have QR codes inside of here that will keep directing people back to our new website. So we are really excited about this totally different travel guide than what anybody else has. And we can't wait for it to come through. We will include a map in that, as we have in the past. Here's our Leave No Trace principles. The Leave No Trace principles are also inside the travel guide itself, in case you guys were wondering about that. And we just are really very, very excited about this tool and can't wait for it to come back out. We would like to remind you that the last time it was printed was in 2019, and we do not have any travel guides right now. So you may be asking, you know, why a travel guide? Well, I want everyone here to know, all the committee members, the whole legislature to know that in 2020, at the end of 2020 and into 2021, we convened a committee of 20 people, and they represented a wide diversity of businesses, everything from restaurants to attractions to places to stay. And we brought people in to talk to them about possible alternatives of a travel guide, why a travel guide, and through their work and guidance, these are the top 8 reasons why we would need a travel guide. And so in 2020, this department did not have money in their budget for a travel guide, and it didn't have it in 2021. And as we were going into this year, after having done all this research with the group, I asked for money in our budget for the design and printing of a travel guide. And I'd like you guys, I should have said that a couple slides ago. I'd like you to know that the advertising for our travel guide, our streamlined travel guide, is 100% sold out. So we met our advertising quota. We will be getting some revenue back on that. And we're really looking forward to it. But what the committee came up with is why a travel guide, here they are, here are the reasons why we need a travel guide. And so, you know, it's an in-market tool as well as an out-of-market marketing tool that's essential. It enables us to tell our story the way we want it told. If we don't do it, somebody else is going to come into the market and tell a story about visiting Ulster County that may directly contradict everything that we do online and in our other brochures. Our core customers use them. That's what we found out. It's an extremely cost-effective way to reach expanding markets. It's a key travel show tool. People email and call all the time wanting them. The industry itself here in Ulster County wants one, and without one, you disappear. And the reason I have this picture here is I was at the walkway this weekend, and this is on the Ulster County side. And I want you to notice that Discover Duchess is up here. Their travel guide is in our market, driving people to their attractions, and our businesses don't like that. So I am done with my presentation. I will stop sharing. And I hope that everybody enjoyed it. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
So thank you very much, Lisa. That was excellent. And like usual, you're very professional in your presentation, and it gives us a lot of confidence, gives me a lot of confidence that our tourism department's in good hands. So I see Legislator Maloney has his hand up. And then I would like to ask a question when he's done. Go ahead, Legislator Maloney.
Sure. I was wondering, you know, you used the phrase partnering with regards to a campground earlier. I was just wondering what's tourism's process, policy, procedures with regards to making sure you're not going to promote one Ulster County business over another. So if we have this travel guide, I feel like we have to ensure that every single campground gets the same promotion. Ultimately, it's tax dollars promoting a private business. So how do we ensure that every single business of that type gets the same and equal play? And when you start using terms like partnering, it makes me and certain other legislators a little uncomfortable, because you start to really worry that by promoting one business, you hurt another. And it's just not, you know, government has to be very careful with getting involved in the private sector.
Legislator Maloney, you're breaking up pretty bad on my connection. Is he breaking up for everyone?
Okay, sorry, but I think
You were having a little trouble hearing you there. Sorry.
Legislator Maloney, do you have anything else that you want to add before I answer?
If you can't hear me, then I don't know. I don't have a great connection. Sorry. But I was just worrying. I was just wondering if you can hear me, if you have a process to ensuring that 100% of each type of business gets the same exact partnership from the government.
So thank you so much, Legislator Maloney. And I really appreciate your question, because it's important that we do promote every nook and cranny of the county and all the businesses in it. So where it came to partnering with the opening of Auto Camp, that may have been a little bit of a, what I should have said is, we worked the way that we do with every new tourism business that's opening. We work to make sure that I Love New York is aware of them, that travel writers are aware of them. We have the ability to work with Finn and partners through I Love New York to access some of the very best writers there are. And what we want to make sure of when new tourism businesses are opening is that they get the best launch possible. And so, and that's how we quote partner with them. Just the same way when we have businesses that are already open, a good example is I will go with them if they're having a hard time, and we will talk about strategies and things that they can do to improve visitation or ideas for promotions. It's all part and parcel of it. And I always like to say that every single property, they're all my children. I love them all equally. The fact is that in tourism, you need to have a reason to get people here, right? And so certain properties do always wind up being spoken about in, you know, where it comes to certain things. I'll use Rail Explorers as an example. You know, last summer, every famous person in the world was at Rail Explorers. Everybody was talking about them, right? Everybody who contacted us wanted to know, how can I get into Rail Explorers? So it's part of the tough balancing act that we have here in the county. And I think that our idea of driving people back to the website, where under our new website, the listings randomize, they don't randomize now. So that if you go to places to stay, you're not always going to get Apple Pie Lodge first. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. I do have concern. I mean, I don't know, is there 100 campgrounds or more? How do you ensure that every single campground, when you start, you know, it's one thing, it's a very unique business when you talk about bringing in an airline that's somewhat small and niche in certain areas of the world. I'm not real worried about airlines, the other airlines. But when you talk about campgrounds and small businesses, it really does concern me as far as getting really involved and sitting down with small private businesses and pointing people in a certain direction. I have concerns about that. So, I mean, there's certain parts of this that I think are really good, but other parts I think we really got to be, I don't know, especially with smaller businesses. I think, you know, I don't know if that's really should be our focus and or the job of county tax dollars, but I appreciate your explanation.
Thank you, Legislator Maloney. So Deputy Exec Kelly, I'll get you after my question if you aren't, that's right with you. So I'm really just curious a couple things. One is, has there been any kind of shift in what is the most popular attraction in Ulster County? And that'll be my first question. And my second question will be, have you seen an impact on trails and trail related tourism that you can quantify in any way?
Those are two great questions, Chairman Cahill. So I would say yes to the impact on our trails. And in fact, you know, Sam's Point Preserve now has a reservation system on weekends and holidays because of overusage. We have a tremendous, the demand for our connected rail system, for our connected trail system is unyielding. I mean, honestly, you cannot satiate that quench. That thirst. You can't get enough people. We cannot open our trails fast enough to accommodate all the people. So this weekend, it was the day before 4th of July. So that was Sunday. Minnewaska State Park with 700 parking spots was closed before 11 a.m. And that is astounding to me. The walkway over the Hudson I happened to be on yesterday in before everything, and they had to have traffic cones up to keep people on the rates so that the traffic would keep moving on the bridge. So yeah, I don't think that our core attractions have changed, but I will say to you, Mr. Chairman, is now that we're back to allowing people to be inside, we have an incredible demand for music again and for our events. And that's really nice to see.
Thank you very much. Deputy Exec Kelly, then Legislator Hewitt, you'll go after him if that's okay.
I'll pass. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Yep.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lisa. Great presentation. Very informative. And I appreciate the need for the travel guide and everything that you do. I think that Legislator Maloney has a good point about fair partnerships. And you mentioned one reason to have a travel guide is to enable you to tell our story and to tell it well. I think, though, the county is competing against our great local publishers. And you mentioned that, well, first I'll say that one good thing about the county publishing is that you could be fair, you're not doing pay to play. Some publishers only publish about the people who are advertising in their publications. And I think that you do a good job of really telling the full story. But you mentioned that you primarily do digital ads with Spotify and Amazon. And that means most of our money is going to Silicon Valley and Amazon, Jeff Bezos. So I would suggest considering 90% Ulster publishers and supporting those publishers, and maybe just 10% to large corporations.
I appreciate that, Chris. And I know that local publishers keep people employed. And I also know that they do a great service for our tourism businesses. So our 90% of the advertising that's digital isn't just OTT placement. We are also, you know, doing that, you know, let me follow somebody around in a funnel, like who we've identified that's looking for a vacation. And so they may wind up, you know, so you may see our ads on various news sites. You will may see us in Google. We might pop up, you know, in a social feed. That is the most cost-effective way for us to place advertising. And it also seems to be working in driving visitation here. So, but I agree, you know, I hear you about the importance of our local publishers and the great job that they do. They really do.
Thanks, Lisa.
Hey, thank you. Anyone else have any other questions for Director Berger? Of course, we let her go for the evening. Celebrate her birthday. All right.
Thanks, well, you
happy
guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You don't have to leave. You can hang around if you want to. I know we have a resolution on here for you, but if you want to go celebrate your birthday, please feel free.
Well, Chairman, I just do want to say that my husband is at home right now. I have a bad Wi-Fi connection at my house, so I'm in my office, and he's at home waiting for me. He made me dinner, so thank you for
listening. Oh, nice. Right.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again for taking the time this evening. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yep. Bye.
Okay. So that with that, we're going to jump right into resolutions, and our first resolution for the night is resolution number 341. Which is amending the 2022 to 2027 capital improvement program, establishing a capital project number 642 ARPA, home energy improvements and job training project, amending the 2022 capital fund budget, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. I'll accept the motion.
Motion for discussion.
And a second.
Second.
Okay, so is there any discussion? Okay, thank you. So all those in favor? Aye.
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 All those opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, any abstentions? Okay, thank you. We'll go on to resolution number 346, which is approving the 2022 to 2023 Ulster County Community College budget for SUNY Ulster. And I thought I saw Dr. Roberts on here.
Yes, sir.
All right. Got a motion from Legislator Litz. Second?
Second that.
Okay. Any discussion on the budget? We had a nice presentation from him in our last meeting and then during session. So there's no further discussion. I'll call for the vote. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, any abstentions? Great, thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Robertson, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, resolution number 347, amending capital project number 541 SUNY Ulster for facilities equipment, amending the 2022 capital fund budget, Ulster County Community College. I'm not sure what this is, and because we weren't able to get all the backup for these. I can probably look, just give me one second. It's okay. If anybody has any questions, that is.
And Dr. Roberts is still on the
call.
Yeah.
So do you know, if you would like to elaborate, please feel free and while I'm looking.
Yeah, this is to replace, what we want to be able to do is move into more green fleet as the county has. So we have some hybrid vehicles, we have some electric vehicles, and we're going to be replacing three of our major snowplow areas, snowplow trucks. So just the, you know, the amendment to move forward to get to this, you know, half of it's through the state and half's through the county.
Okay, I have it in front of me now. Thank you very much. Any other discussion on that?
Has this been moved?
I'll move it.
Okay.
Yeah, I seconded it.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah. So Litz and Criswell. Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. Any abstentions? No. Great. Thank you. So that moves.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Roberts. Sorry. Good luck to you. Thank you. All right. Resolution number 349. Resolution number 349 is approving the execution of a contract for $63,495 entered into by the county, the Offset House Incorporated, doing business as Catamount Color, Department of Tourism. I assume this is our travel guy. Yeah. And so I'll accept a motion.
I'll move it.
So we got Criswell and Litz. Any discussion? I have something to say if no one else does. So I'm really glad to see this back. I've been an advocate to have this travel guide from day one. Even when there was not a lot of people traveling during COVID, I did do some traveling. I did travel back and forth between Florida and here a couple of times. And those tourist places were packed. Those travel plazas were packed and there were people in there. And you know, there was stuff in there. And I always felt like, wow, if we had something, this may just get people here, even though we're in COVID, you know? And so I do believe that they do attract people and they're useful. I know I'm pretty old and I'm old fashioned, but when I go to a place, I look for them, you know? I like to have them in my motel room. I'm a computer guy as well, but I like, you know, sitting on a balcony, looking at the ocean and looking at the travel guide as well, right? So I think they're very important to tourism overall in the county. So I'm a big supporter of those. Any other comments or questions? Okay. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Aye.
Are you opposed, Legislator Maloney, or for?
Yeah. Opposed.
Okay, so he's opposed. Okay, thank you.
And I'm not against travel guides, but I do think there's a different approach, and I think we should bring in all businesses and do separate travel guides for specific types of businesses like camping and whatnot. Bring them to the table, give everybody the same access, and partner in a more inclusive way. But I'm a no in this approach.
Okay, thank you. Resolution number 350 is adopting the inclusion of additional lands in the ag districts within Ulster County as recommended by the Ulster County Ag and Farmland Protection Board, Department of Planning. I'll accept the motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have Litz and Corcoran. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Joe, well, we can see you.
I cut out for a second. Can you read the resolution again?
Mr. Chair? It's that resolution number 350, adopting the inclusion of additional lands in the agricultural district within Ulster County, as recommended by the Ulster County Ag and Farmland Protection Board from the Department of Planning.
I'm a yes.
Okay, so I think we have all yeses. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Great. Resolution number 351, which is authorizing Department of Planning to submit an application to the New York State Climate Smart Communities Grant Program for renewable energy equipment at the Golden Hill housing site from the Department of Planning. I'll accept the motion for discussion.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Okay, so Corcoran and Criswell, any discussion on this grant application? Okay, great. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
And Mr. Maloney?
All those opposed?
I'm a no.
Okay.
No.
All right, so that's all we have on resolutions. Is there any old business that anyone would like to discuss tonight? Okay, is there any new business that anyone would like to discuss tonight? Okay, so I think that we had the Economic Development Department was going to give us a little update on CARES. Is that still going to happen tonight or no?
Mr. Chairman, I'm here and happy to do it if that would be helpful.
You know, so I would just assume that unless anybody has a great urgency to see that, if you would just, you could email it to us and we can review it. I think you did actually, right? And
yeah,
if we want to do a presentation, because we are you completely done with that, or how much more do you have to
no? No, and I think what prompted the request to update everyone is that we actually are requesting a public hearing soon. This is a requirement from the state funding program that we hold two public hearings, one at the beginning and one sometime before the end of the program. Okay. Initially, our end date for the program was July 14th, but we requested an extension of a couple of months from the state in order to spend down the full amount. So we expect sometime soon to come to you with a request for a public hearing, and I'm happy to circulate an update on the program now and then before that public hearing via email. So
do we have time to get it in the July legislative session? No, right? So it's going to have to come in August, correct? Yeah. So
we're working with the clerk on that. And I think you're right. I think it hasn't gone in yet. So I think it'll be in August.
Okay. So let's just make sure we don't want to miss that deadline, right? So we'll put that on next month's agenda for one, and we'll go over everything with the CARES Act, including the public hearing. Okay. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thanks, Tim. So anyone else have any new business they want to talk about? All right, then I'll accept the motion.
Hearing none, I will make a motion for adjournment.
All right, thank you, Legislator Litz. Second?
Second.
All right, thanks everyone. And I appreciate having a nice quick meeting tonight. That's a nice change of pace. Worked out well. I think we are in a good place, and we'll see you all next month or next couple of weeks.
Stay healthy, take care.
Bye.
Good night all.
Bye, everybody.